You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
12 minutes past four, and it's time for us to say hello to Odette Butcher, and thank her for coming in on a Thursday. We're doing this in a very orderly fashion, transitioning from Wednesday to Friday.
Yes.
This is the stopover point, this Thursday.
We are in transit.
We are in transit. That's the word that was
between Wednesday and Friday.
Between Wednesday and Friday, because from next time it's a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
Looking very turquoise.
Yes, apparently.
And blingy.
And blingy.
Yes. I mean, that handbag is just like you.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
Yes.
All right, so what do you do when you're driving? You use that like as an indicator. You hang it out the window.
Well, that's if there's no cash in my bag. Otherwise, someone may grab it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes, that would probably happen even if there wasn't any cash in your bag.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because, you know, who knows. All right, so digital transformation on air, and we are talking about the very important topic of short-form video.
Yes.
Top tips and tricks.
I thought that it might be a good idea to focus our next couple of sessions on mobile, the emphasis on mobile. And in order to be on mobile, there's also a strong push for video marketing. And I feel that we're not doing enough. Especially when you look at where the rest of the world is, I just think we need to really do some catch up. So I was going to start with some statistics. In terms of benefits of video for customers, then for businesses, and to include some themes and just some top tips on how you can put quick videos together. So when it comes to benefits to customers, 66% of people said they'd prefer to watch a short video to learn about a product or a service. People watch an average amount of 16 hours of online video content weekly. And I think for our youth, there's probably a whole lot more.
Yeah.
I feel like my teens are just permanently on their phones. It does my head in. But anyway, a third of all online activity is spent watching the videos. This number has grown by 52% in comparison to the last 2 years. Video content is 1,200% more successful than any other content. That is how strong it is. Videos generate more shares and likes than both text and image content combined. Viewers absorb 95% of the message while watching the video. Statistics show that viewers can retain about 95% of the information from the video compared to 10% of the information while reading the text. And I agree with that. If you are a visual learner, you will understand that that's probably why you did really badly at school in the 80s and the 90s. I'm one of them. Everything was just, I'm not a reader, like a sight learner. It's all about visual. Show me pictures with crayons and I'll get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I can't claim that excuse, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, do you understand when you're reading? No, you don't have learning my issues problem, like me.
my problem is that I didn't do well at school because I struggled to keep me there.
You just didn't want to be there. That's funny. So 84% of customers make purchases after watching an explainer video. Most people, 94%, watch explainer videos to understand the product or the brand better. And 84% of the watchers decided to make a purchase after the video. Google users are most likely to click on a video search result. And I don't know if you've noticed, but if you are searching in Google, videos are popping up now as well. So people are more likely. So I'm kind of old school. I'll still go down looking for article to read, even though I'm a visual learner. But you will also now see videos that you can click on. So people are predominantly clicking on those. Google search results include video thumbnails in 26% of cases, and users are keener on clicking on video search results. Now, if you are a business, these are the benefits of video marketing statistics for your business. Video in the ad campaign gives a 34% increase in conversion rate. And we all know what a conversion is. A conversion is an action. Is it a call, a download, a purchase? It's what action do you want people to take? Including a video on your landing page can boost your conversion rate by up to 80%. Marketers claim to have a 34% increase in the conversion rate if the video content was added to their campaign. Video helped to generate leads for 84% of marketers. Video ad spendings will increase by 41.9% by 2024. Global streaming market has experienced a 55% growth. Almost all of the marketers will continue to use video, and more so. Reports show that 99% of marketers are planning to continue using video content in their ad campaigns, and 39% call a vendor after watching the video. So for businesses and consumers, it's all continuing to head in an upward trajectory for video.
I don't think that this is that new.
No, it isn't.
Personally, because, I mean, for years we've used television commercials. We've used commercials in movie houses when you go and watch store. You know?
That's changed, though,
yeah,
because we're no longer going on to mainstream TV anymore.
Yeah, but what has changed for me is the duration.
Yes.
So before you would have to sit, you know, and watch 30-second commercials in the middle of whatever show it was that you're watching, which is sometimes rather irritating. And then that's a minute and a half of your life you're never going to get back. These days, it's like 6 seconds. I remember when I was, you know, still working in the corporate world, that was the talk. The talk was, how do you get 30 seconds down to 10 seconds and still say as much? That was the quest. Now it's down to 5 seconds.
Yes.
Now it's down to 5 seconds.
And when you think about it, it's not as easy as it seems. I mean, I've recently done a bit of a short course on videos. It's really hard to get your message across in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
I mean, that's only the pros can do that. I mean, it's hard.
It can take you 10 minutes, 10 days, or 10 months. I'm telling you, that is how it just depends on where your headspace is when you sit down to put it, because that's all about the copy. That's all about what you're going to say.
There's real technique involved.
Yes, a lot of it. And bringing an ad down to 5 seconds that says everything. I mean, now we're beyond the elevator pitch.
Yeah.
You know, we probably in the broken elevator pitch, the one where that's plummeting to the floor.
Soon will be just a second, like, get it through to me in a second.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have thought five seconds would have been a bridge too far. And, you know, so I'm not going to say that a second is a bridge too far, because you just never know. It's just, and there are brands that have done it. Because within a second, you see the Nike logo, you know exactly what it stands for.
Or KFC or whatever. Yeah. They will literally advertise like a new hamburger or whatever it is. Your Burger King, you know, and it'll be bam, bam, done.
Yes. But that's off the back of a conventional brand building exercise over many, many, many years. A new brand, the challenge is very different.
Mm.
A new brand.
For sure.
Mm.
But what I think is quite nice compared to what we used to have is that all of us now have a chance to advertise our businesses with some, you know, and I really don't believe, and this was my kind of slant for today, is you don't need to have fancy studios and equipment because on social media, everyone's wanting real and authentic. So if you just have a few top tips in mind when you are creating your video. So I'm just going to take a plumber who's maybe doing a big project. You know, he just has to know a few things at top of mind and know how to use his camera phone, whiz around the site or whatever it is that he's doing. And he has like a really cool capture of, you know, he's created an advert or a portfolio of what was happening that day on site. And people can see it coming through the feed and go, gosh, I'm going to call that guy next time we have a burst pipe, yeah. or this is what the guys were doing, and you know what I mean? It's more within our reach.
Yes.
Now, whereas before...
You needed camera crews, you needed creative directors, you needed copywriters, you needed somebody to hold the table up with yeah. all the food on it. You needed all of that.
Costumes and the rest.
Yeah, you don't need that now.
Absolutely. So these are a couple of tips to create Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube shorts. And just like Richard was saying, you know, everything's about these really, really short videos, not as short as 5 seconds, but you're looking at, you know, 15, 30, or maximum 45 seconds on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube shorts. That's another little question mark for everybody. There is a short version of YouTube called YouTube Shorts, and it's quite powerful. So decide on a niche for your video. So for example, I took the plumber as an example, or an electrician, or maybe a lady doing nails or something. Mm. Post at least once every day, which I think is quite hectic.
Mm.
But if you get the knack of it, it just becomes another routine.
Mm.
And it's easy enough to do. Ensure your videos are of high quality. Don't ignore your sounds. So what's trending at the moment, or best practice, is to use trending tracks when you're putting that background music onto your video. So that's quite important. You know, and it would also depend on generation.
Yes.
You know, a specific generation is going to go and find, you know, maybe some cowboy music or whatever to play. But we need to be thinking that we need to be using current trending tracks so that people actually open and watch our videos. Basically, don't ignore your sounds, the importance of tracked. Interact with other TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube short users. So look like you're actually engaging with people who are interacting with your videos and vice versa. Use trending hashtags and keep up with these social media platforms' trends. And that could be, it could slightly differ on Instagram and also YouTube Shorts. So be aware of what the specific trends are. And now I'm speaking from an e-commerce perspective. It's all about unboxing and unwrapping. So that's for e-commerce. But then there could be different styles. You know, when you see them speed up the videos, and when now the latest thing is like this teleporting type of technique. So basically be aware of what is trending on the channel that you are using. And I know for Instagram, they actually have a page, and it would be similar for TikTok as well. I'll have to find it for you, but it's called @creators. And that is like the divas of Instagram creators are on that page, basically sharing what the latest trends are. So find the creators page equivalent on YouTube as well as TikTok, depending where you're posting your videos, and stay up to date with trends and music tracks. Very important.
On the issue of music, Judy's asking, what about music royalties?
Well, I speak under correction here, but my assumption is that you wouldn't be able to download tracks if there would be any issues with that, because all the different creators would be using these trending tracks. Mm. I hope that's the right...
Well, there is this as well. Anything under 30 seconds you can use.
Yes.
So even YouTube will let you post 30 seconds of anybody's song on YouTube before they call you for copyright. Anything under 30 seconds, you're safe. Because that's sampling. That is not...
Yes.
Yeah. So they're always around it. But there are also many royalty-free music sites,
yes,
that are not maybe the trending song, but the same trending style,
yes,
which you can access as well.
Yes.
And there you can use, you know, 20 minutes of the music if you like, and nobody's going to complain.
Yeah, so it's important, thanks for that point, about just being aware of royalties, because you'll very quickly see it. They won't ban it, but they'll just give you a notification that they aren't publishing it because of royalty issues.
And they'll generally do that if it's over 30 seconds. Just as an aside, all the adverts that we make here at Zone Radio, all of that music that you hear under those ads, all of that is royalty-free music. There are many, many sites that people can look at.
Yes, again, it's about etiquette of how we are operating online, and it needs to be within certain guidelines. in terms of tips, remember to use trending hashtags and keep up with the trending hashtags for your industry. A quick sideline on there, remember that people, you know, we traditionally use Google for searching. Mm-hmm. People are now using YouTube as a search platform. And the same thing with Facebook and TikTok. So if there are industry hashtags, that is a way that people can find you. So make sure that the hashtags you are using are not irrelevant, just random. And only use between 3 to 5. There could be best practices per platform, but don't use like 20 hashtags.
Confuses the issue.
Yeah. Just clean it up. You know, if you are posting every day, then maybe have a nice selection of hashtags that you're using on your videos. But remember, hashtags, to everybody, it's a way that people can find you, because we are using platforms other than Google as a search platform. Make videos showcasing your skills. Like I was saying, the plumber, the nail technician, etc. Create a how-to video. Cover a current event. And these are some more themes and ideas that when you know how to make your short form videos, then you need to come up with some sort of content plan of what it is that you are going to be creating and uploading regularly. So user generated content, we keep talking about that in all of our sessions. When customers are happy with the product that they have purchased, maybe they want to send you some images that you can even create into like really nice, animated presentations that you could have in rotation. Take fewer viewers behind the scenes. We're all very inquisitive about how our products are made, who made them, what are they made of, how do they work. There's just so much that you can do within that space. Creating educational content. Definitely focus on the first few seconds. Like we were saying, if you're doing a 30 to a 45 second short form video, your first 5 seconds are the most important. Yeah. Tell a story. Make your video aesthetically pleasing. It needs to also be real and authentic. People, I think, are really rejecting just falseness and plastic cliché-ness at the moment. Optimize for your publishing medium. So are you on TikTok? Are you on Instagram? Are you doing YouTube Shorts? Are you doing all three? So just be aware. Add music, sound effects, and subtitles. So remember, too, that generally speaking, we are watching videos maybe where we shouldn't. And I mean, I even know in our house, when there's 5 different people on their phones, I'm forever saying, turn that phone down, turn it down. So how would they watch the video? With subtitles. I see the younger generation even watches TV with subtitles. I'm like, how does that work? I get so confused. I just start reading and I missed visually like the whole program. Do you find that?
I used to. I've got used to it now.
Why do you need both?
Well, sometimes it's because it's in a foreign language. So
yeah, you know, no, I just don't watch those movies. Those are like weird.
But
is this Bollywood you keep watching?
No, funny enough, it was. I think it was the story of, it was either Narcos or it was the story of Pablo Escobar or something like that. And most of it was in Spanish. And
okay.
And what I did find was from the subtitles, and it's an aside to this, is that I was started out reading them quite slowly, but then quickly you take a snapshot of it subconsciously, and you still can watch the movie to see what's going on, and you start to pick up the language.
Oh, wow, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you put your 5-year-olds in front of the TV watching subtitles, they'll absorb all the languages.
Yeah. So at one stage I was, fairly fluent in Spanish, but then I moved on to something else.
Okay. So then finishing with a strong CTA, call to action. What is it that you want people to be doing with your video? Do you want them to buy something, book you for your next set of nails? call you the next time your geyser has burst. Be clear about what you want people to be doing. And I know that in Canva, you can actually create those exit slides that would include, you know, name, WhatsApp number, email address. But again, just keep it simple. Just put your WhatsApp number on there. Just keep it simple and your company name. You can also do unboxing and demo videos, depending if you're in an e-commerce business or selling products. You could also host a giveaway. And along with user-generated content, always think about video testimonials as well. And it's quite nice when you get into the routine of making videos to actually see them all displayed on your channel, you know, and post and do it regularly. I think every day is a bit much unless you really get into the knack of it. But it's quite nice to see a full feed of these super cool videos coming through with customer reviews and how things are made and meeting the team and how do your products work or what is a plumber doing today? What's all involved with his job? So it's quite nice when you see a full portfolio of the videos that you've created and you'll see in yourself how you improve as well through the months. And I like that it with our cameras and our phones, as powerful as they are, we all have an opportunity to try our hands at these things without having to pay for a full production team to come and do it for us. I like that about where we're heading. I just feel we need to buckle down and start trying a bit harder to incorporate that into our businesses.
Yeah, I think it's important. We're doing it quite well in our personal lives, in our social lives. We're doing that
great.
And it's that same thing that you need to just, and maybe it'll be more fun. Maybe business will be a whole lot more fun if you start doing these kind of things. You know, if you sort of...
You know, we'll be honest, I actually find it exhausting and sometimes you need a break. You know, I feel like I cannot have a personal presence online as well as a business presence online. I can do either, but not both. And there's so much like passion and drive and this whole like creativity, almost like a pressure to be the very best you can when you're doing social media. And sometimes you actually just need a break. But it is, it's intense. I think. Maybe I'm wrong?
No, I think that it is. It really
is. It's tiring.
Shelly saying here, brilliant info. Thanks so much. You're very welcome, Shelly. Don't thank me. Thank that lady, Odette.
And it's all on the internet. You can just jump onto Google and just go top tips for video marketing or top tips for making TikTok videos or Instagram Reels best practices. You can just go and play on Google and you will find everything in there, and always put 2022 so that you get the most recent blogs pulling through.
I think it's remarkable. I think that the technology has led us down a road which I don't think we've reached the end of that road yet. I don't even think we're halfway down that road yet. I think there's going to be a lot more.
I think it might streamline though a bit. Hopefully. And be. I have found it like it's becoming less and less complicated. If I think back to what a Google Ads dashboard looked like in 2012, let's say, you needed a PhD to work that out. But they've now, over the years, everything is very much becoming about the consumer, the user experience, and the user experience is also the business owner experience. And they want us to be using these tools. So they are making it easier and easier and easier.
Well, WordPress went down that road. I mean, before WordPress, everybody had to go and pay massive amounts of money to have a website coded and developed and put on online. Now, you know, you've got WordPress and you've got Wix and you've got all these amazing tools that are free. They are free.
They are.
Oh, by the way, you must go and look at our website.
Have you got a new website?
No, we've got the same website. But I've got the snap scan on there. What's that thing?
Oh, that is so cool. QR codes.
Yes, on the homepage.
I'm so happy.
And it takes people to the app.
You see, has anyone used it? Have you checked any tracking? Okay, sorry.
I mean, it was only 2 days ago.
Okay. But remember, reporting, and that's a whole different conversation. We need to be measuring our efforts. All of these things we're talking about, how are we measuring if it's even working?
Yeah, well, it's there.
It's there. Good.
So people can hold their phone up to the website and
that is amazing.
Take them to the app.
And it just makes the whole business look elevated and tech savvy.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, baby steps.
Yeah, this is me we're talking about.
You're very tech savvy, sorry. And that we really do need to stop all thinking that, like, we're not good enough with digital, because we are good enough.
So I must consider myself now.
I think you need some therapy, right? And affirmations.
Oh, I've been scolded here now.
Right? You are. You're very tech savvy. I mean, look at those music dashboards where you're uploading the information, you know, all the tracks. I wouldn't know how to use that.
Mm. Neither do I, most of the time.
Yes, that's why your playlist is so squonky.
Yeah, yeah. Never know what's coming next. Listen, my darling, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you looking so turquoise.
Thanks.
And we'll now it's...
I'll see you in two Fridays' time.
Two Fridays' time.
Yes.
And then we do it regularly on a Friday. So yes. This is officially the end of our transition day.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we will have Friday sessions.
Friday. Okay.
With the unicorn.
Okay. So listen here. How do people get all of you?
If anyone wants to chat to me about all things digital marketing, digital coaching, etc., mentoring and training, you can contact me on my WhatsApp number, 0848-119163, 0848-119163, for digital marketing.
And she will help you. Right. Thanks for coming in this afternoon and adjusting your schedule accordingly and having, you know, dressing up and all that kind of good stuff.
For you. Yeah, for you.
All right. Wedding ring? Okay. Just checking.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Love you lots.
Bye.
Bye.